The time is now. The setting, the realm of the mind, where desire for companionship catches the glance of three different men, all seeking affection from the strange and cold embrace of the Lycos. Join us for tonight's intriguing tale of terror, simply titled The Mannequin.
I was looking for some shoes and some brand new shorts and took a minute to relax over some snacks in the food court. I was halfway finished with my value meal when I spotted this little cutie with some sex appeal. I winked at her. She gave me a look like I'm a booger. I thought, bitch, I'd rather spend my money on a hooker than a bright idea ran across my mind. If I could swipe a mannequin, I'd have a freak all the time. No listening to her lip, no putting up with her shit, no having her act a fool the way them bitches get. So I hid in the clothes rack at Frederick's in Hollywood and waited until they closed, and then it was all good. I snatched this little fine ass strawberry blonde with her ass jutted out with nothing but some sale panties on. Alarms rang out, I ran to the ride and stuffed my new life to sex friend quickly inside.
I love a mannequin. Should I be panicking? I don't know what's happening, but I love her.
I'm taking her.
I love a mannequin. Should I be panicking? I don't know what's happening, but I love her.
I'm taking her.
I went to this little traveling carnival deal. Nothing but a few games of Ferris wheel. Haunted house, bumper cars, and a wax museum. I went through it once, I'll never be the same. She was waxy, sexy, smooth and scratchable. Hourglass titties and ass was unmatchable. I waited for us to be alone and I kissed her, licked her wax neck and started caressing her. She don't get old, rosy, red and pretty. I'm sneaking her out of here and taking her with me to my trailer in the woods. I laid her down gently, I bent her arm upwards accidentally. I took a box cutter and I made an incision. I carved out a little hole in her for the netting. I hit it, then I set her toes on fire and cried, watching her slowly expire.
I love a mannequin. Should I be panicking? I don't know what's happening, but I love her.
I'm taking her home.
I love a mannequin. Should I be panicking? I don't know what's happening, but I love her.
I'm taking her home.
Every day I see her when I'm riding to work. Look in the window, just a little shirt and a short skirt. Her eyes follow me wherever I go, and she's always in some brand new clothes and a new pose. Banging ass and out a wrinkle to be found, with a face like a doll and she never makes a sound. I bet she likes to talk when she gets fucked, but then she probably never shut the fuck up with my luck. She always seems so happy when I'm around, and if it wasn't for this window, we'd be fucking on the ground. I wanna take her ass home for keeps. She never sleeps, I don't even think I've seen her off her feet. Tonight's the night I'ma get her. I can't even take it anymore. When I see her, I start to shiver. Lip quiver with the butterfly stomach. Leave the truck going, I'ma just grab her and start running.